Nobody in this world can escape death, no matter how attractive, wealthy, or healthy they are. In this world, human life may last 6 to 7 decades on average, which is a very short time. God tells us in the Quran the kinds of things people will say about their earthly lives on the last day. He will say, "How many years did you tarry on the earth?" They will say, "We tarried there for a day, or part of a day." Ask those able to count. However, in paradise life is limitless. The believers will be immortal and their blessings eternal. We must consider carefully the idea of eternity, about which we speak so easily, because it does not refer to 1,000 or 1,000,000 years, but to timelessness. Therefore, people in paradise will not think about time or calculate it as in this world. Life will not end with the passing of years. God revealed this to us in the Quran. As for those who are glad, they will be in the garden, remaining in it timelessly, forever, as long as the heavens and earth endure, except as your Lord wills, an uninterrupted gift. Again in the Quran, God tells us that the service of ageless youths will be one of the blessings enjoyed in paradise. There will circulate among them ageless youths. The Hadith also tell us about the endless life of paradise. If the dwellers in hell were told, "You will remain in hell until the stones of the earth are counted," they would be comforted by that. And if the dwellers in paradise were told, "You will stay until the stones are counted," they would be saddened. But they would be ordained eternity. He who would get into paradise would be made to enjoy such an everlasting bliss that he would neither become destitute, nor would his clothes wear out, nor his youth would decline. As revealed in the Hadith, people will be permanently young, attractive, healthy, and sturdy in paradise. It is revealed in both the verses of the Quran and also in the Hadith of the Prophet that as a blessing of paradise, youth will last forever. This blessing of paradise is revealed in these words in one verse of the Quran. Ageless youths will circulate among them, serving them. Seeing them, you would think them scattered pearls. A hadith says, "You will enter paradise with the beauty of Joseph, wearing kohl and beardless, and with the love of Jacob, and as young people aged around 30. The 30s are the best time of life when the personality matures and facial features and the manner of speaking and acting becomes established. As can be seen from this hadith, the people of paradise will be both young and of the same age. The fact that the people of paradise are the same age is a great blessing from God. No matter what age they may be, Muslims should understand one another very well and form friendships with people of any age, older or younger than themselves. Still, the fact that Muslims in paradise are created the same age as one another is another wonderful blessing from God. The Messenger of God said that the age of the people of paradise will never change throughout eternity. Whoever of the people of paradise die, whether while young or old, will be turned into young people of 30 years of age in paradise, never growing older than that, and thus will be the inmates of the fire. Other verses of the Quran point out that in paradise the believers' wives will be the same age as them. We have brought maidens into being and made them purest virgins, devoted, passionate, of like age.